It's the Sports Shop with Reese and K-Mac.
Well, I guess that's what Tom Brady was saying last night about his teammates, the Tampa Bay Buccaneers, and himself about up in the big time about a night football game last night, Tampa Bay 30, New York Giants 10. Saquon Barkley came back. Yeah, it didn't really make a difference. He only ran the ball 6 times for 25 yards. He's still kind of reluctant to run the football because of the injury, and I don't blame him for feeling that way.
Yeah, I saw one play where he had a pretty decent run. He got tackled, and apparently, just the way he looked like he fell, he got up and he just looked like it scared him a little bit. I said, oh yeah, he's still thinking about it. He's still thinking because he got up and went straight to the sideline like,
Yeah, it's on his mind.
Yeah, it's
unfortunate because he's a great talent, but hopefully he'll probably play better next time out because the first game back, you're always a little reluctant after a big injury like that. But
so I didn't realize the Giants offensive line didn't know how to block.
Terrible. I mean, just absolutely terrible. And you contrast that with the Tampa Bay offensive line. Tom Brady, the thing is, Tom Brady's great, and y'all love TB12, but damn, you bet they're in practice, like nobody's going to touch you. You can probably throw the ball to anybody, and sooner or later they're going to be open. They were showing a rear view, like behind Tom Brady shot, you know, line of scrimmage. And nobody was getting close to him, K-Mac. I mean, absolutely nobody. And it's easy to play that way.
Tom Brady is probably the main reason he doesn't get sacked.
Mm. Really? Okay.
Yep.
What do you mean by
that? As an offensive lineman, for the most part, you know, you need your quarterback to be able to get the ball out, right? You need your quarterback to have a certain level of vision, pocket vision, I call it,
mm-hmm.
right? And pocket feel to be able to say, all right, he broke loose over here. Let me step up, one step up, dump it off to the running back.
Right?
Because that relief is in every play. It's always available. Throw it away, throw it in the dirt, do whatever. About 6-7 times a game where Tom Brady could be sacked, he doesn't because he gets rid of the ball.
So it's every all time. About him having that quick release, get rid of the ball, yep. All that kind of thing. Okay.
Because for the most on average, most offensive linemen, they get it right. Every now and then, defensive ends and defensive tackles, they win too. Mm-hmm. It's just that when they win, I need my quarterback to help me.
Right.
Most quarterbacks don't help because they're still holding the ball, they're still staring downfield, they're still waiting. Tom Brady doesn't wait. Tom Brady, because Bruce Arians talked about it the other day, in the last loss, or the loss before, one or two of those interceptions was on Tom Brady. You know why it was on Tom Brady? Because he doesn't hold the ball to wait for you to get open. Tom Brady throws it where he expects for you to be, and he expects you to be there. Every now and then, you're not there. The ball gets tipped or whatever, and it's an interception.
Yeah,
if Tom Brady's good enough, he takes that and he moves on.
I think, and you reminded me of something. I think they need to have changed the category. And as a wide receiver, I can't believe I even said it. So sometimes, like last night, Tom Brady it's recorded that he had an interception.
And he did.
But no, ball hit Evans first, and he missed it. Then bounced up, and somebody else intercepted. But that's charged to Tom Brady. That really should be charged to Tom Brady. They need to change that rule. They really need to change that rule. Because that happens all the time. Like, I mean, Aaron Rodgers had a couple of interceptions, but hell, because the guy missed the ball and went up in the air, that's on Aaron Rodgers because the damn guy can't catch.
Same thing happened down Danny Jones last night. Ball went right through my man's hand.
Yep. So they need to – I think eventually they're going to look at that because there's been a lot of talk about that in terms of that shouldn't be charged to. It just should be charged as an incomplete completion, but not an interception charged to the quarterback. Maybe charged to the wide receiver. A new category, interception, wide receiver blamed for it.
So give me an example. I can't believe I'm forgetting who it is. The backup quarterback that came in when they took time out in the fourth quarter got sacked.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
Everybody says, first sack of the night. Blah, blah, blah. You know why? Because he's holding the ball.
Gotcha.
He's holding the sense. Ball.
That makes sense. Yeah. Well, that's one introspection. How the Giants going to get right? So let's hear from Joe Judge, who has a message for the New York Football Giants fans. Let's take a listen.
They root for us. They pull for us. We appreciate that. It's our job to give them something to be proud of. It's not their job to, you know, have blind faith in us. We've got to go out there and we have to work and put ourselves in a position that the fan base has something to cheer for. Okay? So, look, I take this very personally. All right? I'm a man of my word. When I look in the camera and I tell people of New York, New Jersey, you know, the fan base area, when I tell them we're going to give you something to be proud of, I'm not asking you to be patient. That's not your job. I'm telling you we're going to put something on the field you can be proud of.
Mm. You're trying to save his job.
You know who I blame, right?
Yeah, GM. Yeah.
Jason Garrett.
Oh, you bring Jason. Is it Gettleman the GM for?
But
why you bring Jason? We got that pedigree.
Because he stinks, and he still smells like cowboy. You know what I mean? He still smells like cowboy.
Oh my goodness!
He just stinks. I don't even know how to get.
Wait a minute, Mac. He caught a really nice penalty in the red zone where he threw a touchdown to the offensive tackle. I thought it was kind of innovative and
really,
something
we
different.
We're drawing up plays in the dirt.
But hey,
you know why you got to draw plays in the dirt? Because your red zone offense is so pedestrian, a doggone eighth grader could figure it out. Horrible. Mm-mm. Your red zone is horrible. Horrible. But no, buddy,
I thought it was pretty creative to me. I mean, it did catch people.
That's where he is right now. That's really where he is right now. He got to start with tackle eligibles. That's what we're doing.
Priggins said that talk was like a college talk, like you're the college team or something. He said he sit his ass down somewhere.
Oh, don't worry, he will.
I think that was part of the issue, Pring. The fact that he tried to let the fans know he got a plan. He got a plan again. That's what I think he's doing.
What's the matter? We gonna build back better?
Build back.
We build it back better. Oh man, come on, bro. Stop playing with me.
Look, you gotta have a slogan, back. Man.
We build it back better. That's what we doing.
Yeah. Okay, you gotta have a slogan, man.
But you can't do anything as long as that guy smells like cowboy.
But Jason Garrett could get out of it. I kind of feel sorry for him. Didn't he go to Princeton?
I don't give a damn if he went to Yale. He smells like cowboy.
But you know what? He's a Duke fan, so I don't like him anyway. No, I like Duke fans. I mean, I like Duke football.
I hope they don't keep telling people that because, yeah, he's a Duke basketball fan. He ain't a Duke football fan because he smells like cowboy.
My man say, I'm not going to put anything. What did he say? I'm not going to put anything on the field that I'm going to put something on the field you could be proud of. He tried to save his job.
I want to be a man you could be proud of me. I want to be the type of man that you could be proud of. I want to be the type of man that you could tell your friends about. How about this? How about you just win? Just win.
But we all would have been shocked if the Giants would have won a game left. So keep in mind, Tampa Bay coming off two losses.
Yeah,
they're playing at home. It's Monday Night Football. Come on, you know there's no way that game.
Somebody's going to get that.
I mean, where T.I. is, man. But hey, good game. If you're a Tampa Bay fan, and as to be expected, if you're a Giants fan.